up, baby. Ooh, welcome to Yeah But Still. I don't know why I feel like this has been a long time since we've recorded, but...
No, because it has.
I guess since in the same room, maybe we got a couple in the bank before. Maybe
you
that's
got
why.
A couple, you did a solo Patreon.
I did a solo Patreon.
The last one was like Joyce Manor, which was like a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Whoa, you had Joyce Manor on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boys. Cool.
Joyce Manor.
Oh, you're friends with those guys?
Recently, yeah.
That's nice.
It's all via Jack. I usually pull the weight around here.
I've booked more and more people are saying this.
I've booked most of the guests on this program, but Joyce Manor was a Jack Wagner book.
Yep. Today
got Whitmer Thomas.
Whitmer Thomas making his main feed debut.
Yeah.
Returning champ. You were on the Patreon before.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Slappy do.
Trying to get that going. Got the HBO special this
got an HBO
weekend.
Special coming out this next weekend.
Yeah, thanks
Saturday.
For having me just in time.
Yep.
It's crucial that all your listeners go watch that thing and tweet about it and stuff.
Yeah, but you said that you really came here to plug Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. It is worth seeing. It's for sure worth seeing.
Really?
It is?
Yeah. So you went and saw it?
Yeah, it was my friend's birthday and you know, he loved the game. And I got to tell you, last week I've been seeing on YouTube every time I go to YouTube.
Loved the original game.
Loved that first game.
I was playing a lot of Sonic Adventure on Dreamcast.
I just had the first Sonic game.
Genesis.
The classic edition.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Saw the movie.
Gotta go see that
Sega
movie.
Genesis.
But here's what really sold me. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey doing all this press. You've been seeing all this?
No.
He's been on every show.
Yeah.
Old school Jim Carrey.
Oh, classic
he's
edition?
He's coming prepared with bits.
Well, yeah.
So he's off. He's not like painting Trump.
No.
With his pants down.
No.
You know, this press
this
tour.
This is return to form.
Well, did he shave the beard?
What's a big
the beard's
old...
off. The beard's off, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
he's
a big
he's
step.
A big Jim Carrey stan.
Oh, classic Jim Carrey's amazing.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
I respect the modern Jim.
We've talked about how 94 is kind of just... That is unprecedented in terms of just like... Jim Carrey blacked out in the booth, man, because like... It was Dumb and Dumber, The Mask,
and Ace.
Same year?
That's wild.
Is that in the same summer?
No, I don't know. It's probably all sprinkled throughout.
This man...
Yeah, I mean, I was young enough that I just was like born into Jim Carrey.
Same.
He was just that big.
Nobody's really done...
One of the most quoted mans of the time, by the way.
Oh, for
sure. Until Austin Powers came out, that probably pushed the Jim Carrey quotes to the side.
Yeah,
but just you know, elementary school was just all the time.
First
smoking.
Time I ever committed a crime was right after watching Ace Ventura. When I was,
what was
when
the
I
crime?
Was five.
Oh yeah, you got radicalized.
I vandalized the bathroom.
What
I
did
went
you
into
write?
The bathroom for dinner with my family at some restaurant, and I destroyed it.
Just fucked it up.
I just fucked it up, like going insane. Whoa. I didn't know what to do, and
at
then
five?
Yeah, at five. And I went back to the.
How did you have the strength?
I just pulled out all the toilet paper out of every stall and all the paper towels. I turned all the faucets on the sinks.
Oh, yes.
And went back and sat at the table. And then the waiter came and said, "Excuse me, sir, ma'am. We have reason to believe that your son just went and fucked the whole bathroom." And I was just like shrugging, like, yeah. It just like made me feel something that I'd never felt before.
What movie did you see?
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, at five?
Yeah,
come on, you get a taste
at five.
Of,
yeah,
you get one taste of that, you're gonna get an addiction to chaos.
Yeah,
real
man,
quick.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
life changing.
That was one of those movies I saw as a kid when I was really sick, and the whole thing's really surreal.
Yeah.
Anytime you watch a movie when you have like a fever, it becomes surreal. You kind of like fade in and out of conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a bad time to watch a
you
movie.
You were 5 years old. You had never really been stimulated in that way.
No.
Mentally, and then you got too goddamn hyper.
Yeah,
fucking fucked up about
man talking out of his ass and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and I thought back then, you know, there's a lot of political. There's like a lot of problems in Ace Ventura, like with the trans stuff.
What's and the trans stuff in
the
Ace Ventura?
The woman is trans in it. She used to be Ray Finkel.
Yeah,
and now she's Detective Einhorn, which is a like the, you know, the main kind of villain in the movie.
Oh.
But Detective Einhorn is known as getting around, sleeping around with all the other detectives and cops.
Oh.
And so whenever they find out, Detective Einhorn used to be a man, everybody who's been in the movie, who's been seen in the movie, throws up.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy.
As if to say, everybody has hooked up with her, and they're all grossed out.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. But as a kid, I never understood that twist at all.
Yeah.
When they turn her around, it's supposed to be that she's been, like, tucking her balls behind her.
Right, which is not...
And you see it, but I just thought she pooped her pants.
Oh, yes.
And everyone's grossed out by that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I mean, when you're a kid, you don't understand anything.
No,
also, back then, I don't think people even understand what being transgender was.
You don't understand genitals.
No, like anybody.
In general.
Which is, and the way it is portrayed in movies back then, even when it's transphobic, it's also, there's a layer to it where it's like, do you guys even know what that is?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, even what you're making fun of. I don't think... It's almost like they didn't went all the way.
No, I don't know. Yeah, but if you're
it's always
if
portrayed
you're a kid,
as like, it's a guy who dresses as a lady for fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
It's like, oh, he's being silly and dressing like a lady.
Yeah. And as a kid, I didn't know.
No, I didn't know either. I mean, I didn't know shit.
I said, go back talking about your ass.
I remember I was just thinking the other day about, like, because I would see movies. Every movie has, like, sex in it. Not always direct, but like, you know, most movies have some kind of allusion to it.
Yeah.
So I remember
this
as
man
a kid
said
thinking
every movie
that, like,
has sex in it.
Yeah. I remember thinking that the bases were like kissing, like a peck, and then third base and home run were just like increasing intensities of kissing. And sex would just be like,
oh,
really?
Yes.
Like when you would have sex or whatever that was, I didn't know the name for it, but I was like, man, when you really like somebody, you just kiss so hard.
Yeah.
You roll around and, like, knock over shit
on
desks.
Yeah, I thought you literally just, like, would get in this... Like, sex scenes were always... I thought you would just get in the bed and then, like, move around.
Well, yeah. Like, in movies, they would kiss and then... When sex would happen, they would kiss and then they would go crazy and he would, like, push her up against a desk and, like, knock stuff off. And I just thought that's what I was. I'm like, man, they're kissing so fucking hard.
You thought you just kissed super hard in bed.
Man, I can't wait to kiss a lady so hard.
And then they fall asleep. I remember first time I ever had sex being like, all right, I'm going to be asleep any second now here. Because that's what they do in movies.
You dipped your work early, right?
Huh?
You dipped your work early, right?
I got kind of started kind of early.
This is kind of a Stern style.
Yeah.
Do you do anal? You wearing a thong?
Do you like ass play?
You wearing a thong? Are those real? Tell me.
You're gonna.
Hey, Robin.
Wait, ride the Sibian, bro. That's a big issue with the Howard Stern Hillary Clinton interview.
Bro.
Besides all of the, you know, this Bernie Sanders slander, right? Howard and Hillary slandering our good man.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask her to ride the Sibian.
Yeah,
it is so wild that she went on Howard Stern.
No, it's embarrassing for both of them. It's like one of those things that's like, this is incredibly embarrassing for both of you. What are either of you doing?
Interviewing Hillary Clinton, dude.
Yeah,
like, you doing?
Both of them, I'm like, who, you have both lost sight of.
They got a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, but also, it's like, dude, what is his audience reaction to that, you know?
No, they don't like
it. SiriusXM, it's got to be like a shitload of truckers, like long haul truckers that are like 3 a.m.
right,
SiriusXM, ready for like a 4-hour radio show,
paying for a satellite radio subscription exclusively for Howard.
Yeah,
by the way.
To
most
listen
of those
to some
people
crazy
are
shit.
Only listening for Howard.
Yeah, isn't it like 80% at least of 100%. Those subscribers are just for Howard Stern?
Probably.
That's
yeah,
the only
believe,
reason
that
radio station exists.
Yeah, but imagine imagine this week's episode or however often they do it, and it's like, today we have Hillary Clinton. I can't do his voice.
Yeah.
Just be like, what the fuck?
Sometimes I can do
We're going to not talk to her about anything interesting.
I mean, I got, he did go, he asked her about potentially being a lesbian in the past. Like, he was like, oh, have you ever... And she's like, I've not actually, contrary to, they talked about it.
All right, yeah.
And
why is she going around doing interviews?
Why is she still on TV?
Yeah. Who is she helping right now?
She's only hurting.
Yeah.
She's only fucking. It sucks. I mean, I guess she was like promoting a book.
Yeah,
at one point.
Yeah, why right now is she promoting a book though?
I don't know. And it's like, she was promoting a book and now she's promoting her Hulu show. Mm. She's trying to be a fucking mogul.
Meanwhile, you know what Barack Obama's doing? He's making out with Michelle in a photo booth.
He's got a Netflix deal.
Okay.
Netflix deal where he's not even in the stuff.
That's what pisses
me. He's doing the right moves. He's just like producing documentaries.
I mean, is that the right moves?
Yes.
I don't think Obama's making the right moves at all.
What are his right moves?
He should endorse Bernie and he won't.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah,
and he won't.
Well,
he won't do it.
His best friend is running. The fact that he hasn't endorsed Joe is pretty funny. Can you imagine the Obamas watching the news over dinner, just like watching Joe up on there?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is if Joe Biden wanted to, he could be doing what Obama's doing and making out with his granddaughter in a photo booth and just chilling.
Yeah.
It's been giving me a lot of hope. It's really good. And then I go down to Alabama. I was down there for a month and a half and I see.
You're there for a month and a half?
The love. Yeah.
Filming?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was down there and they were just the psychotic love for Donald Trump in Alabama is unlike any love that any progressive person has ever experienced for any sort of candidate. Like down there right now on boats and houses and things like that, there's a it says Team Deplorable. It's like a really popular flag down there. But then also a Confederate flag with an upside down photo of Barack Obama's face on it.
Oh, God.
It's like huge. I grew up in down there.
Yeah, they're still
there's
so mad at him.
There's never been anything like that.
We're
until
in Alabama?
Now. I'm from an island town called Gulf Shores. It's like.
Oh, right.
It's a.
And that's where you filmed the special?
Yeah, it's a peaceful party town, you know? So it's weird that now is when they're like, yep, it's cool for. bring the Confederate flags. It's like they finally have license. And so going down there, I had a lot of hope this year, but then I went down there and I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah, but
not even worried about them.
I'm not worried.
Of course they love
also,
them.
They were purple, though, when it came to the impeachment vote.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good because they have a very progressive senator down there, Doug Jones, who's doing a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, he got in there the last and that's minute.
But I think it's really cool that he doesn't molest kids.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah, that's a big bonus feature.
That was the big thing. It was just like...
Roy Moore, he molests children, and Doug Jones doesn't.
People were still, when they found out that Doug Jones molested kids, they're still, though, like...
Roy Moore?
It was still neck and neck.
Yeah.
Still very close.
A lot of people said, I don't care.
Like, yeah.
Incredibly I don't care. Close. Doug Jones is a baby killer, is what they said.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens to the babies. I just don't want them to be killed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's in their heads. Yeah, they're like, Roy Moore fucks kids, but Doug Jones kills babies.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, like, in their mind, they're like... Yeah, I'd rather get a kid get fucked than killed.
We want those.
Like, in their heads, it's like, this is the easiest decision I've ever made in my goddamn life. Are you kidding me?
And the other part of this other side of this is down there, you talk to a bunch of rednecks and, like, pals of mine, they'll be like, man, if it was Bernie, I would have gone Bernie. You know what I mean? So I do think that there is hope. I'm exaggerating.
He pulls great against Trump.
And he's
the only guy that knows how to speak to the working class.
Yeah.
On the left. Everybody else is,
And SNL will be so much funnier if Bernie becomes president.
They'll try to get him every single day.
No, I wonder what SNL will do. It's like...
I guess Larry has to be there. Larry's on the cast now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I saw that Larry Pete donation.
Yeah, that
top
was
10
like
anime betrayals.
Well, that was like last year, I think.
Yeah, he has a few months to turn it around. I better see ya. Because I mean, they're related too. They're cousins.
I know. Yeah, that video is very cute.
I mean, that's family.
Have you seen the video where Bernie and Larry find out that they're each other's cousins?
Oh yeah,
it's very sweet.
Yeah, it's cool.
But the Buttigieg donation bummed me out a lot. But I do think that most people don't know about that. Most people that vote are not on Twitter, have never been on Twitter. Most people in general are not on Twitter and don't know who's donating to who, whatever. And so I do think generally the optics for the public is that Larry David likes Bernie.
Yeah.
Because like they've appeared together on TV
and whatever.
The
movement's really strong. I do think seen a couple celebs endorse Pete and it just kind of cracks me up in a weird way because it's just really transparent. But it's like, like, you're rich. I get it.
Yeah.
Like, get it. You're rich. But also, bro, just vote for Trump. Like, just go all in. Like,
it was
be
on
a Trump
the
supporter.
Cover of Twitter the other day, or the news feed, yesterday. Keegan-Michael Key endorses Pete.
Well, it was that, and then it was like immediately like, okay, never mind. Keegan-Michael Key is not endorsing Pete Buttigieg.
Can you imagine? They got an angry call for
Which is that a is, story?
I know. Also, why was it a story in the first place?
Yeah.
I know why it was a story, because it was like one of his comms people floating it to the press and just being like,
right.
Just being like, you heard of Key and Peele?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have something very exciting coming. Be like, Jordan Peele's going to endorse? No. No. Yeah. Maybe Key.
No, not
you didn't hear from me.
Not the one that won an Oscar. The one that's commercials. The one that's in commercials. We got him.
Maybe, but unofficially, I'm not saying it. You didn't hear from me.
To put that story out and then retract it, it's like, yeah. What are you guys doing in the fucking first? Like, to like go rogue and just like put out a story to the press, like, yeah, Keegan-Michael Key is endorsing Mayor Pete, and then hours later be like, actually, never mind, we made a mistake. It's like, why did you bring that up in the first place, bro? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's so out of left field, too.
It's so out of left field.
Yeah, it's not like Oprah or something.
No,
it's not
very
like a
strange.
Major endorsement.
Yeah. I think it was like Pete Buttigieg's comms director. Did you see this?
Liz Smith?
Yes. Did
With
you see
the fake
this
Nigerian
today?
Account?
Did you see this, bro?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
Liz
my
Smith,
God.
She's been, she's really like one of the driving forces behind the Pete campaign.
Yeah.
But people this morning found this burner account. It's like supposedly this Nigerian person.
Oh my God, this rocks. The name is Chinadu. It's at Easy Chinadu. And it says, Pete Buttigieg supporter from Nigeria. Love wine and dancing.
What?
Location Nigeria. And then they accidentally tweeted, Team Pete, hey, it's Liz. It's phase 4. Time to leave it all on the floor. Phone bankers, we need you.
What?
It was Liz Smith.
So funny.
She accidentally fucking tweeted that on her fucking fake account. And then immediately she like quote tweets the guy exposing her and is like, yeah, guys, I totally have the time to be running a sock puppet account from Nigeria. Find better conspiracies, kiss face.
Every person.
John Favreau.
Oh, yeah.
Not the cool one.
No, yeah, not the cool one.
Not the movie John Favreau. Talking
not
about
swingers.
The goddamn. It's so funny that all of the Pod Save America hosts just have names of like other famous guys,
yeah.
But they just drop the H on the Johns. John Lovett, and John Favreau.
And are they Warren or
they're,
Buttigieg?
They're
Warren.
Pete boys
I thought
Warren
they were
guys.
Pete and Warren people. Yeah.
Well, they're like, I mean, that's the thing. Their podcast, they're all like actual political operatives.
Love it or
like,
leave it. Hey, you can leave it.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
John
Lovett,
I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah, I'm leaving it, bro.
I'm done with you, bro. I don't love it. They're part of Shadow, right?
Well, they definitely have ties, and they've had the Shadow
people. They have ties to Shadow. I didn't know this when I did Love It or Leave It in 2017. I didn't know that. I didn't know that when I did. I was doing a show in Madison, Wisconsin. My agent asked me, do you want to do Love It or Leave It the same night? They're in town. And I did the show, but they did.
I mean, it's funnier that they had you on, because it's like
it's very funny
half
that
the time
was on
their
that
guests
show.
Are like literally a lobbyist.
Yeah,
you know.
No,
they
I
like
actually
sprinkle comedians in.
They
sometimes.
Sprinkle your
and
your
then
girlfriend
they get,
does it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Mitra has done it a lot. Yeah,
I've done it
I
once.
Mean, they've let Felix go on there.
Felix
they
did it once,
and
they edited him hard because he said
he
that
was talking about like I want to give Iran a nuke.
Yeah, he said
real.
That Iran should have a nuke, and then they cut it.
Yeah, the silly thing. I don't know if it goes over.
Well, yeah, Felix.
Well,
I don't think
he was joking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he was
he
not
was
joking.
Joking.
No, but I don't think no. Felix was not joking. He was like just fully, you know. But I do think like a Felix with that like the Love It or Leave It crowd. Like they do not understand.
Mm-mm.
They do not understand at all what the fuck that what is going on there, right? Because there's like. I don't think there's any. He's on like 10 layers of irony.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on like -5.
Yeah.
I had like, oh man, man. Oh, when I did Love It or Leave It the one time, I was like, I'd like come from this like college show right before with like a couple friends, and I was like drinking wine, and there was like a knife backstage. and I was just being silly with my friends. And so I was just like grabbing a knife and being like, ah, oh, I'm hyper or whatever, like walking around with a knife, ha ha ha. And I didn't realize like one of the guests was like a sitting senator. And so like he like gave me a look and I was like, oh, damn, like. What? Oh, what,
I'm not going to stab you, yeah, senator.
I'm not going to fucking stab you in a green room. And then
you had your fucking chance right there, bro.
I know. No, he was like a good senator, I think.
The good senator.
He's one of the good senators.
Oh, yeah, one of
Maybe
those.
Maybe he was a representative.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he was a senator or a representative.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm an anarchist.
Yes,
hell yeah,
dude.
Brother.
I'm Joker politics, which is why I vote for Bernie. You know, I made a Bernie shirt that some, you know, I wish more people would buy. I didn't have a lot of time to design it.
Oh, well, I mean, speaking of, if you want to talk Joker, you want to talk Bernie, you want to... circle, you want to fucking go full circle. I don't know if you've seen Birds of Prey yet.
No.
Have you, Jack?
No.
Oh boy.
In fact, you texted me. I asked you something. You were seeing it at a weird time, which is kind of on par for you.
What?
I remember trying to get a hold of you for some reason. You're like, sorry, man. I'm seeing Birds of Prey.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now.
You're like, I don't know. You're trying to talk to me about some shit, and I was like, can't right now. Sorry. I'm at Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
I'm
in the weird time. It was a weird time.
No, it was
too.
Like a Sunday matinee.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday matinee before my show.
Yeah. Oh, it was before your show.
Yeah,
maybe that's why it was too.
Yeah, I was getting my mind right.
Yeah. But I knew you had a live show coming up. I'm like, why are you seeing the Harley Quinn movie right
well,
before?
Well, in the Harley Quinn movie, you do find out she did vote for Bernie, and that's not a joke.
Interesting.
She,
okay.
Yeah, there's...
She voted for Bernie.
She voted for Bernie.
Isn't she
She's allowed to vote?
No, well, yeah,
she is a felon. That's not canon.
Well, maybe
she
Joker... She used to just be a therapist.
Maybe Joker's doing voter fraud and helping her.
I think she voted before she was a felon. Because I don't know what...
She voted for him when he was running for mayor of Vermont, or Burlington.
I don't know what... Well, because what year does Suicide Squad take place?
Was that 2006? That was post-Trump.
I feel like it takes place in 2005. That's
well,
the vibe
I know,
it
that's
and
how
a, inside
feels.
Of a Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I know, it's so bad. But Birds of Prey, not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Suicide
what everybody's
Squad
saying.
Is
not
fucking,
bad.
Obviously, like, one of the most fucking shitty movies I've seen in my fucking life. But Birds of Prey is pretty good.
Yeah. That's how I felt about Sonic.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's pretty good.
I'm seeing Birds of Prey on Monday. I can't wait. You know, I'm seeing... Or that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Today is
You're
when
seeing it today.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Sonic yesterday, and I gotta say, Sonic was pretty good.
Okay,
really? The
yeah,
last
you
26
love, you
minutes?
Love, culture.
Yeah.
The last 26 minutes of conversation were really all just leading up to you guys saying that both of these movies were pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, you're really setting up the arguments.
Oh, man. Dude, honestly, I remember when they announced the Sonic movie. this is... oh, man. Yeah, when they... Well, I think I've talked about this. When they announced the Sonic movie, I hit up my agents like, please, I need to audition for Tails in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. I'm literally just emailing my entire team being like, please, I need to audition to play Tails. And then they were like, yeah, Tails isn't in the movie. But like, hopefully they...
I think your agents... I don't want to say anything about your agents, but I think they might be wrong.
It's also, I don't know. There's something
the
funny
movie?
About it, too.
Wait, so is Tails in the movie?
I'm not saying anything, man.
Wait, no,
it's a spoiler.
I mean,
no,
even so,
I need
it's
this
funny,
spoiled.
It's funny that you even thought like that they just had no idea. They had no even hunches of like who might play Tails.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously they're going to...
Like there's a board. They're in... production of this movie and they're
yeah,
like,
it's
oh
be-
man, who the fuck is gonna play Tails?
Well, they had to spend so much money
they got
like fixing Sonic.
Yeah,
yeah,
he looked ugly as
yeah,
shit.
They fucked him up
but
big
then
time.
They made him look cute again.
Yeah,
and
he looks and he is cute
and he's cute.
That's
in
good.
The movie.
Yeah, and I just let me just tell you, there is a couple post credit sequences.
Oh, with Tails,
bro, don't ruin it for me.
Yeah, who plays
saying.
Tails?
I don't know.
I think you could play Tails.
Thanks.
Yeah, you'd be a good Tails.
You'd actually be a good Tails. I was thinking about it. I think you'd be a better Tails than me.
Yeah, well, I think so too.
I think you'd be a good Sonic is the thing.
Oh my god. Yes.
Because Sonic is like smooth and Tails is like, yabba-doo!
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Do you think I'm smooth?
Well, I think when it comes to the tone of our voices, yes, yours is probably smoother than mine. Mm. Mine is more like Skawaski.
Right.
What was that one again?
Skato. Very Adam Sandler baby voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Skato. I wish he dropped the baby voice once in Uncut Gems.
Yeah, he doesn't at all.
Nope.
Maybe
please give me the gem.
Yeah.
I want the gem.
I should go with the gem.
Oh my god. The opal. Oh, the opal. Oh.
Yeah. Wait, how does he do it? What is he? What's the baby voice?
Dog.
I don't know. It's
Gabadi Zabaru. Zabaru.
A lot of people don't know that I wrote and directed Uncut Gems, which is weird.
Yes. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, they keep talking about these other guys.
You played the Safdie brothers.
Yeah, I was as the Safdie brothers wrote and directed Uncut Gems. Yeah. So,
that's fascinating.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like that it's Uncut Gems. Originally, it was just called Shiny Rock. It wasn't as interesting. I was the guy. You know, remember when it was in development with Jonah Hill? That was me. I was in charge of that.
So you were in charge of that?
I wanted a really young guy to be in it.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what happened.
They decided he's too young. And they were like,
He was too young.
It's just doesn't make sense for the story that you're this young.
Yeah. That makes sense. I can't see it with anybody but the Sandman.
Yeah, you gotta have the Sandman.
I'm honestly, oh man. I'm still mad. I know it's so dumb to like even give a shit about the Oscars, but like still mad he wasn't nommed.
Yeah.
I mean, they got nothing.
Yeah.
Well, were they
no sound
were they,
design?
Were they qualified? Nommed?
Yeah.
They made it in time?
Yeah. They made it in time. Mm-hmm. No, they fully made it in time.
No, the Oscars has like a weird thing with comedians. They don't like I think you also have to campaign in the right way. Mm-hmm. I think Adam Sandler made fun of it too much, the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
It pisses him off.
Oh, you have to respect the institution.
Yeah, and you got to campaign for it. You got to take out ads and do all that stuff. And
I guess Kumail got Kumail's Oscar nommed.
But they played the game.
They played the game.
Yeah.
They weren't being silly.
No.
There was no games.
Uh-uh.
He's
a rubble rouser. He would upset the established order, like Joker, who actually did win an Oscar.
Right. Yeah. No, I wanted to go full Joker.
All right. Wait. I want to circle us back. You were down in Alabama.
Yeah.
How long?
I was there for over a month.
Filming your special.
Yeah.
Which I want to talk about because you got it coming out soon.
Yeah.
Next
Saturday.
Saturday.
The 22nd.
This Saturday. When you're listening to this, it'll be this Saturday, the 22nd.
Yeah. Saturday
on HBO.
HBO.
And you can stream that. And you can maybe torrent it.
Whoa.
If that's possible. I don't know. Maybe.
That's such an indie move.
That's so indie of you, dude.
Nobody cares anymore.
You can torrent it if you want.
Yeah, just get it somehow.
Well, you're kind of an indie comic.
I'm a DIY or die kind
of
guy.
DIY or die.
Well, yeah. You know, that's the same day as the Nevada caucus.
Damn. At 10:30 or 10?
Oh, it comes out at 10:30?
Yeah, so this will be
after. Okay, so it's honestly perfect for people who live in the state. They could go vote, then, you know, make some popcorn.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Pop in
a big easy chair. A lazy boy.
Get that.
Watch some comedy.
Yeah. See that file.
Yeah.
See that file. It's for people who really.
You're here to plug the torrent more than anything.
I just want to get that torrent going. Make sure
you
got your sites.
You improve your ratio on your private trackers.
Your Pirate Bay, your Kazaa.
I haven't torrented in so long.
Oh, I still torrent all the time.
Torrented recently.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Mr. Torrent. My own private Idaho.
I don't know.
You don't seem like a torrent boy, though.
I was for a long time because I was on Demonoid, and so I was like, I would love torrenting shit. But like, there's no reason for me to like torrent music anymore because it's all on streaming.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like, I
was a prestigious torrenter, dude. I was on Oink. That was like the big one. That was a big private one.
Whoa, yeah. I didn't even know about.
Oink
I never heard of
fire.
Oink.
Oink was fire.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm kind of derailing your talk
that's
about
okay.
the special, but
well, yeah, we'll
Oinks was fire and it got famously rated. And I remember when it got rated, I was like, oh no. Like, I thought...
Can I? Like, my parents got an email because I torrented an Arcade Fire album in high school.
Oh, they always get you on the worst shit.
Can I tell you something fucked up?
Yeah.
And I'm sort of working on a joke about this right now, but I don't care. Maybe your audience, if they like this, they can help me punch it up on Twitter or something.
Yeah, for sure. Sound off in the comments below. Punch up.
Yeah, so this joke. This is true. And if you watch my special, you'll get some insight to my life. But so my mom was involved in drug trafficking in the 80s, or really her husband was, and you know, she got in some trouble. But so when I was in eighth grade, right around the time of Kazaa, my mom, we had just gotten high speed internet at my house, and my mom,
wait, this is the thing that I didn't think you're about to say,
keep it going. Oh, I don't know. So
my mom, ordered on a stupid website, a bunch of a trafficable amount of Oxycontin off of the internet.
Oh my God.
To our house. And so the UPS man or whoever came, the mailman came with a package that my mom thought was her drugs. And she opened it and it was just a red flashing sensor. And then the FBI came, like a SWAT team came and arrested her.
Oh my God.
So she got in huge trouble again. And she had already been in a bunch of trouble. And, so for the next year or so, our house was like under surveillance and people would have to come and check on her and all this stuff. And it became a whole thing. But while that was happening, my brother was just downloading porn on torrenting porn. Right?
Yeah.
Which is fine. He was like 5 years older than me. So he was 18 and I would go watch the porn. But I started to get hip to Kazaa too and downloading music and shit and videos like looking up Blink-182 performing at the Warped Tour in 1996 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't love my brother's porn because it was all of these women who were older.
What was he watching?
He was just like kind of classic porn of just like
girls. Well, yeah, I remember downloading it then too and you just like search porn.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you would just see like...
Yeah.
Like just some like getting fucked.
Yeah.
.mp4.
Yeah.
And you would just like kind of download the ones with the most seaters and you just get like a person having sex.
Yeah.
Watch it. It'd be such bad quality. You couldn't even really tell.
Yeah. So he was watching. I didn't love that though because it was like, I don't want to watch these old people having sex. I like girls in eighth grade.
Oh no.
So
no.
I would go home after school and search like 13-year-olds getting fucked.
Oh no!
And all this stuff, and like having two 13-year-old, a boy and a girl, one boy with dyed black hair, possibly in a studded choker, having sex with the 13-year-old girl. I was just searching for child porn, not knowing at all because I was a child, and sometimes downloading shit. And
you were downloading child porn.
I was trying.
You were watching child porn.
I would download stuff and watch it. But, you know, looking back, these people could have been, it could have just been like teen, you know, whatever, however porn.
Quote unquote teen category.
Well, yeah. But you were like, you were like, I'm a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Four kids by kids.
I mean, you're not even, searching teen, just like kid.
Yeah. Kid. Little kids.
Yeah. So the computer was chock full of videos titled like 13-year-old getting fucked. You know what I mean? And in the meantime, the FBI was coming to our house. Like an officer was coming to, you know, look after my mom and make sure that she wasn't doing anything illegal. Looking through the same computer where she ordered a bunch of drugs illegally. And they found all of the computer, which was chock full of child porn.
Oh, my God.
They never found the child porn. So that begs the question, like, what are they actually doing?
Yeah.
Because my mom should have been locked up for that. But she wasn't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's fucking nuts. I do think that needs some workshopping to get into joke zone.
Oh, I mean, I saw you tell this on stage a couple weeks ago.
It's fucking hilarious.
I'm
honestly
trying to figure it out.
I forgot what the punchline was.
I've tried 1,000 punchlines and none of them have ever worked. I tried to tie it into like Mueller and I was like, nah, that's kind of cheesy. And then the funniest way I've put it is that my mom should be in prison, but she's dead. So she can't be in prison.
That's
But
that's so wild, man.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not like a funny topic, so
it's
I get
it. It's very funny.
But I was very naive, and I was like an idiot 13-year-old kid looking. I just wanted to see like the girls that I liked naked, not.
Well, so yeah, you want to see kid. Like
and
a
it
girl
started
looks
with
like your crush.
Yeah, it started with because my friend had a photoshopped picture of Mary-Kate and Ashley naked. And I didn't know that it was photoshopped. I was like, how does this exist on the internet?
Oh, my God.
Who took these professional photos of Mary-Kate and Ashley naked?
Also, in hindsight, too, probably the worst Photoshop job of all time.
Yeah.
Like, Photoshop 1.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, 1.0.
Man, yeah.
There's not even the clone stamp tool. They're not even working with that.
No.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you watch the stand-up special, and you'll kind of understand.
Everybody liked Mary-Kate and Ashley back then.
Yeah.
No, I know. It was like a real,
was a lot of like, can't wait till they turn 18.
No, yeah. They had countdown sites and shit.
Yeah, which they were young looking too.
No, ephebophilia was huge at the time.
What's that mean?
Ephebophilia, it's like when somebody's like,
pedophilia.
I'm not a pedophile, I'm an ephebophile.
Okay.
I like 16-year-olds.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, like that shit. Libertarian shit.
Yeah, I had like a poster of Mary-Kate and Ashley on my wall, but I made them punk. Like, I drew mohawks on them and put, like, piercings on them and, like, no smoking sign over a swastika on their arm.
Whoa.
It's pretty sick.
That's
changed their shirt to have an anarchy symbol on it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Your friends coming back. No, it's actually cool.
Yeah, no, this is cool
because
this is, like, a punk version of them.
Yeah. It's how I would date them if they looked like this.
Exactly.
I wouldn't when they're preps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would never date a prep. I don't even think they're hot.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's cool. That's every punk's dream, right?
Yeah. Turning a prep from prep to punk.
No, I mean, I remember in high school it was the opposite. We would get so mad because there would always be like some popular girl would like suddenly show up with like they went to Hot Topic because they liked some dude that we are like friends with.
Yeah.
And they would try to sell themselves off and be like, actually, I'm like this now. And it would be like, no. Like,
yeah.
You have to pay for your crimes.
You
have to pay for your crimes of being cool.
Well, that's actually pretty cool. Like, you don't want to change them. Be yourself.
No. Be yourself.
Be yourself.
I think women should be themselves.
Yeah.
That was, in high school, that was really funny. It wasn't just limited to that, where somebody would show up, and they're just like, Tuesday, they're one thing. Wednesday, they pull up into school, and they're just a completely different subculture.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yep.
I'm this now.
Well, that was a fun thing about moving around as a kid.
Oh, I bet you could have gotten away with it.
I was like, I was going through all kinds of personas.
Man,
just
I was
like various gamer adjacent guys. You know, just like, oh, this year I'm gonna like American Dad instead of Family Guy. It's gonna be way different for me. I'm gonna get so much pussy.
I was full skater punk. The whole time, and I remember like, I created this whole world of everyone's against me, and it's like the punks versus the rednecks. And then looking back, it was like there was no beef between anybody.
Right.
It was like the rednecks would come on and be like, dude, man, whoa, was that a kickflip? That was so cool. Do you want to go ride on my jet ski? And I'd be like, yeah, I do. And then we would go have fun together.
Yeah.
But in my mind, be like, yeah, the fucking rednecks are out to get us, and like,
but they loved you.
Yeah, everybody was cool because the truth was that the town was too small for anybody to have real beef with each other. Everybody knew each other's siblings and families, you know. So it was kind of, and everybody knew about the FBI coming to my house, so maybe they felt kind of bad. Well,
yeah,
for me.
The other thing about that story is that you kind of bury the lead there, because I mean, it is like a nice plot twist, but like in hearing that too. Like, just mentioning that detail about the setup, be like, well, my mom did get caught from the FBI with his tracker.
I mean,
that's how long were they watching the house?
It's kind of hard to say. At least a year. At least a year.
Hmm.
Because they weren't watching the house. You mean watching, waiting for the mail to come?
Like, after the fact, you know.
It was at least a year. Because I got in a huge fight with my bandmates. My band was called Say Your Last. We were a screamo band. And
hell,
I kicked
yeah.
them out of the band.
Oh,
because the one rule, it was fun to stay at my mom's house because we could just do whatever we wanted. And we had instruments and stuff set up over there. And But the one rule in this year was that nobody could bring weed to my house. Because if the person decided to show up and then they found weed, my mom would go to prison. So, but my
Your
jackass.
Mom never actually went to prison, did she?
No.
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 Yeah, how'd she get off from the OxyContin charge?
I think it's difficult to say whether or not she wasn't going to sell the drugs. It was just like a large enough amount, and they knew that. I think once they kind of like knew her, got to know her, they were just like, oh, this is just a woman who wants to get fucked up. And also, she's like an older woman. I think it was pretty clear that.
And do you think the FBI was running that website in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They were.
So they're probably trying to look for somebody that would like get them to a higher dealer.
Yeah.
Work their way up the chain.
But my mom had a little bit of a record, so that's why she was like under being surveyed, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a big theme in the special?
Not this. No, but the theme, a lot of it deals with like my mom's and my dad's drug use. And kind of them both leaving at different times. And it gives more context to that. My mom was like in a band and she was wild. And so she, I think, kind of was always chasing that kind of. She's always trying to get fucked up. Sometimes she was sober, but a lot of times she was sober. You know, when I first started doing the Golden One show, like, people wouldn't really show up. And then I think people started to hear about the show, really, is what
That's cool.
started to happen. But then taping my special, the amount of hoops I had to jump through to try to just get to the venue to allow me to do a show inside of this weird-ass venue.
What was the venue?
It's this place called the Floribama. The show is about my mom and comparing myself to my mom's attempt at becoming like a famous musician, and like how the
she
parallels
there, right?
Parallels of our own careers and how I'm pre stand-up special was kind of at her peak where she was like they almost did this big record deal and all this stuff, but then she didn't work out. She became the house band at the Floribama bar, so that's where I went to tape it, my comedy special. But like getting people to the first show was pretty easy. You know, it's only like 100 people.
Yeah.
Because people came to that knew my mom and knew me when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
But because of that, we couldn't really use a lot of it because I would just come on stage and people would clap.
Yeah.
And a lot of my show
is
like
two shows.
Yeah.
For the special.
Yeah. A lot of my show is like, I'm telling a story about being kidnapped.
Yeah.
Everybody in the audience already knows that story.
Right.
Because they remember when I was kidnapped as a kid or whatever it is, you know what I mean? So it was a shock to like do the show there at this venue. Also, a lot of the show is like me describing the venue, and then I was like, "Oh shit, I'm inside of it right now. Yeah. I don't need to do any of this stuff." And then so we didn't really even use any of the first show because of that. Because of the applause, it felt almost like this is like I was famous, even though I wasn't. It's just people knew me. Everybody in the crowd grew up with me.
Yeah.
What is the kidnapping story? Is that a spoiler for the special?
Save it for the special.
Whatever. A guy came in to my house and took me out of my house when I was a kid, and it turned out that he was obsessed with me. And like,
what?
Whoa. Yeah. And I wasn't like technically kidnapped, but I was removed from my home and then.
Wait. So. Do you mind telling the story?
Yeah, sure. When I was a kid, I was hanging out in the kitchen.
How old?
3. And a guy broke into my house and he took me out. The true story is, in the stand-up version, I like take out some details because you'll just end up focusing on like these like lurid
kind of
details. The true story is he came in, he kind of like roughed up my mom like and then went and took me and ran out of my house and then ran out the back of my house. Up these steps to get to this alleyway where my dad was, and my dad was in the shed and chased this guy back down with an axe.
Oh my God.
And then grabbed me and then followed the guy, grabbed me, gave me back to my mom, followed the guy, called the cops. The cops went to the guy's house, and he lived in a creepy back house, like classic, like what you imagine, like I say, like in True Detective.
Yeah.
And he had like a bathtub in the living room that was filled with shit from my room.
What?
And photos of me and stuff he had taken, stolen. And he had been sort of like watching me since I was an infant, basically.
What?
And it turned out that, you know, he got arrested and went and he died in jail, which I make a joke about. That guy died in jail and that's my fault. But it turned out he had done it before and he had already been in big trouble for it. And he was supposed to be under the supervision of his brother and his brother wasn't doing it. And
oh,
so,
my
yeah.
God, man.
Yeah. And that's the joke I open my comedy.
That's how you open the special?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I say when I was a kid, my dad always thought I was really cool. I was a really cool kid. And then I tell that whole story and then I go, so that guy must have thought I was pretty cool.
God damn.
So I was 3, yeah. I don't remember it.
Yeah,
I just remember walking by his house and like my brother going like, that's the house. And my dad going, shh. But,
oh, man.
But anyway, back to the...
You have like an album with the special. The first single is Party to Death, right?
Yeah. It's about my mom partying to death. which is one of the first jokes I ever wrote. And because of, and Kumail, it was at 51st Jokes.
Yeah.
It was like one of the first real jokes I ever wrote, like saying my mom partied to death. And I did it at this show where you have to tell your first joke of the year. And Kumail went on afterwards, and he goes, man, so the other day I had this really bad day, and all this stuff happened, but I was really lucky because I called my mom, and she answered, and we had a long conversation. It was really funny, though. He was just, like, making fun of me for having a dead mom.
Damn.
And then he felt, I think, they felt sort of bad.
Yeah.
He felt kind of bad for crushing doing that, and then that's how I got invited to do Meltdown for the first time.
Oh,
he was like, come to Meltdown. I'm sorry,
wow.
Man. And so,
that's great.
Yeah.
That must suck, seeing a guy who made fun of your dead mom get so buff.
Well, now he's super strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad loves that. My dad's like fully aware. He loves Kumail. My dad's always like, do you see Kumail? No shirt. No shirt, dude. Looks good.
Your dad's getting pumped about buff Kumail.
He's got uneven abs. My dad's obsessed with uneven abs. My dad's like in super good shape.
Oh,
uneven abs, but you know, he looks good. Yeah.
Man.
Got a really buff dad.
Yeah, love having a buff dad.
You got one?
I got he's got the pythons for sure.
Yeah.
He's got the
dad
guns.
Arms. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's sort of in as he's gotten older. There's no workout regimen anymore, so he's like got a little big, but he's like buff still, you know.
That's cool.
Like he's kind of
horrible burly bench
boy.
Press thing down in the basement that he would go like he would lift 5 weights every 2 years.
Hell yes.
Like
that's
weird
tight.
They're plastic weights too, like Whoa. Filled with sand or something.
Whoa. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
it's like I work out once, 3 times in a month, and I take a break for a year.
It was so grungy down there.
At a gym?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a trainer?
No. I did. Honestly, I got in pretty good shape a couple summers ago with a trainer.
Yeah. But my trainer's listening right now, Jason. Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Jason, what's up?
Oh, wow.
My trainer listens every week.
That's cool.
I gotta figure out, like, can you have, like, a Patreon code for somebody? Can you, like, get somebody into a free Patreon?
I mean, I feel like we could do that. We could do something like that if he gets you a discount on the training.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could work something out.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you say, once you get me that neck muscle.
Oh,
those,
right here?
No, those things.
Oh,
the sides of your neck.
Yeah.
I'll get you the free Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to get too buff, though. So
I don't
want
to get too buff either.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm,
what does he even have you doing?
A lot.
I imagine you doing like old lady exercises in there for
some
reason.
Shut the fuck up, dude. That is so.
I imagine
that is,
you in the pool.
Shut the
You're
fuck
in the pool.
Up. Absolutely not. No, I'm in the goddamn cut.
I'm not even saying that as a
I'm not
diss,
in the pool.
Dude.
I'm
like,
the,
I kind of want you. Like, I feel like that's the type of exercise
no,
that'd
I'm,
be ideal.
I'm
is
doing.
Just getting you like all around, like body workout in the pool.
I'm doing the shit
weights.
With the. I'm doing the ropes.
Oh, you're swinging the ropes?
I'm swinging the ropes real fast. All of that.
That's,
oh,
damn.
I will say.
A lot of medicine ball stuff.
I wish this was more on my memory or fresh on my mind, but I did my first workout class like one of the group ones.
Oh yeah,
it was like a high intensity.
Those are.
Training
I
thing.
Think that those. I think you need a trainer at first. I think everybody needs a trainer initially, just to know, for form.
Oh well, you don't need a trainer to go to one of these classes. Yeah,
but in a group class, a lot of times people have bad form, and then they're not corrected.
I mean, these group classes are like sit-ups and shit.
Yeah,
but it was like I know people love these. But it was like the funniest experience of my life.
Yeah.
Just going to one finally after so long. Like, I get why people like them, but it's like the music blasting is so funny.
Yeah.
He's like the people who lead these. It's like half, they're like one third DJ, one third trainer, and then one third like preacher. There's Whoa. These elements of like church like things going on in there.
Yeah.
At one point, he made us lay down and he turned off all the lights. And then he played Halo by Beyonce and just made us think about ourselves.
Oh my God.
Like mid workout.
What class were you?
It's like, yeah, fucking... I mean, it's just like, it was so funny. But actually, it did have like good vibes. Everybody's like high fiving each other.
You're talking about old lady classes. You're this
no,
guy.
No, it was like goddamn like very fucking... wild, like diverse group of people.
You're doing fucking girl boss.
I went with my girlfriend. Zumba. To this. I was like, okay, I'll go with you to one of these.
Yeah.
But it was like, I mean, it was an insight into a world that I know is out there, yeah. But I mean, it's a huge one. I was like, oh, these are Pete Buttigieg people too.
Oh, for sure.
I was like,
sure.
I at the end of it, I'm like, bro, I might vote for Mayor Pete for like 10 minutes.
Right.
Like after laying there in the dark, listening to Beyonce with my eyes closed, I'm like, I could vote for him.
Yeah.
And then it wore off, but I was like.
You get how like people's brains get like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting super stoked.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
At one point, like, dude, it was generally fun. At one point, I was, like, doing a harder section of it.
Yeah.
One section that was harder for me. And he puts on a Papa Roach dubstep remix.
That's
whoa,
just
that's
the
chaotic.
Heaviest dubstep remix of Papa Roach.
That's
and people were getting amped.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, it was really all over the place.
And the guy is he in control of the music?
I think it seems really rehearsed. But yeah. I liked it.
I mean, I got it. You ride
cool.
a stationary bike. Listening to Lizzo long enough,
yeah.
You will vote for Mayor
you
Pete.
You will, absolutely.
You
I
will
mean, I was riding
for Mayor
the best
Pete.
Stationary bike experience I've ever had. I was riding the stationary bike, and they were playing the Dark Knight Rises from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
That was the first 10 minutes, that scene with the Bane in the airplane, and I was like, whew, it
that's
was
great.
Killer.
No, that's...
I can see that.
Are you ever a soundtracks guy day to day?
No. What's that?
Like movie soundtracks.
He listens to fucked up movie soundtracks. You listen to like TV show soundtracks.
Well, I was with Euphoria.
You're not listening to scores. He doesn't listen to scores. He listens to like...
No, I was listening to... Well, I was listening to the Uncut Gems score. Like, basically, I would go through these phases where if I had like a... Let's say I have a day. This is... I'll just like... Pop a 20 milligram Adderall XR, listen to the Uncut Gems soundtrack.
Get zero work done.
And get a bunch of work done.
Oh, really?
I was feeling like Howie, bro.
Okay.
I was feeling like Howie, and I felt like, oh, man, just walking around New York City, sending emails.
Love it.
Yeah, you know, sending emails and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Not even good about lying about work.
No, literally.
Man, I was doing so many. I was making transactions.
No,
I went to the bank and looked at my account.
Sometimes you send 5 emails and you're like, that's a day.
Yeah.
That's a day. I just, damn, I might have just did something. Right now, sending all these emails.
Nothing better than replying. Just giving a nice reply.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
Or honestly, getting to just sort of checking off enough. Mark is red. Deleting the ones that you don't, whatever. Getting back to inbox zero. It feels cathartic.
Does feel good. Does feel good. Yeah.
Oh, I should go back to that workout class.
Yeah,
we should all go back.
You should get a trainer.
This is my problem with LA right now. All my New York pals, like my skater pals, you know, they all seem, you know, we're all about the same age, but they all seem about 10 years younger than me, mm-hmm. and they all are getting in shape together and like watching what they eat together.
You skate with Tim Robinson sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Tim will go skate at night, but Tim has got a whole family and a life. Like,
yeah.
The my skater pals in New York, they're like, I watch their close friends' Instagram and their posts and pictures of each other shirtless in the mirror at the gym.
Oh, boy.
Like, they're all competing with each other to see who can get the most, like, in shape, you
know? That's the best way to do it.
And I'm like, that's what I need. I got to move to New York just so I can get in really good shape.
Fuck a trainer. You just need some boys to compete with.
Yeah.
You need to shame each other.
And they grew up together. Yeah. They're all from Queens, and they get in fights with each other about, like, carbs. They're like, "Nah, fool!" Like, they have like, these thick New York accents.
"Nah, fool! Don't eat that carb."
What do they? What do they say?
They'll be like, "Yo, no, you can't be having rice right now."
Bro, you're getting rice on my Tim's.
Bro, you're not gonna get brolic if you had that rice right now.
Damn. Yeah, that, I mean, I don't know. Isn't rice is like that's a good carb, right? Brown rice.
I don't even know anything enough about
just
it.
Just like
lean. You can't be having pineapple right now. Too much sugar. Abs are made in the kitchen, B.
I like this character.
Yeah, I love this character.
I want to have them on the podcast.
New York skater guy. It's so funny. Like, they make fun of, like, fashion a lot, you know, like, skater, like, just people with fashion. There's this guy came to the skate park in Astoria. We're sitting there and on the ledge, and he was wearing jogger pants, which is, like, a no-no in skate fashion. And they go, "Baby pants looking ass."
Baby pants looking ass. That's a skater no-no?
Yeah.
Joggers?
Yeah.
Why? Wait, because it's, like, what... like those pants usually.
I don't really know why it's in the. It's I think because those pants are typically tighter and like
it'd
tight
be a weird
pants
thing to skate
are out
in.
Of fashion.
I wouldn't want to fall in joggers. I'll say that. You get bad pants to fall on the concrete in joggers. You're getting ripped up. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's just like you know. You may.
Are
as
you still a skateboard as transpo guy sometimes?
What's that?
Transportation.
Like, transportation. Like will you go no. point
in
a
New York?
Point
yeah. Oh, in New York for sure. Not in LA.
Yeah.
It's hard and far.
Yeah. It's somehow it's okay to show up with a skateboard to a show or something in New York, but in LA I feel like a fool.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys. Some,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta go put it somewhere.
I guess the alternative comic is here.
Yeah. Same with like walking in with a guitar. I already have to walk in with a guitar sometimes.
That's LA it would feel like, oh, he wants us to see that skateboard.
Yeah.
Well Man, imagine being Dimitri Martin in the 90s.
Right, I remember a Mark Maron interview with him.
Oh, yeah, where Mark's like, yeah, you come in with
a skateboard
and
a fucking guitar.
Easel and a guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, he was coming into these comedy clubs with a goddamn skateboard, a guitar, and a whole easel pad.
And that haircut.
Yeah. He had a haircut, you know?
Zach Galifianakis was saying the same shit. He was like, I was almost 40 and I was in Louisiana and I was freaking out because I had lost my Annie wig or something like that. And I was trying to find a costume shop and I was thinking, like, I don't know if I want to really do this much longer.
I really wish he would do stand up again.
I saw him do it one time.
I mean,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, I saw him at the Brody show.
Yeah, we both did.
There's that Brody
awesome.
Memorial show. Were you there?
No, I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, did they live stream it?
Something. I watched it. Somebody might have just filmed it and posted it.
It was good.
We never really talked about that. It was good.
That was a really nice night.
It was a great memorial, but it was a wild stand-up show. I mean, seeing Zach walk out and do... He did a couple jokes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis opened the show.
I remember my first time visiting L.A., summer 2013. I remember, like... I did Meltdown like visiting from DC and Zach Galifianakis was on it and I like fucking freaked out.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because it was like it was so oh man. He was because that was after he had already there's like a phase after he had like become a celebrity, but like he would still do stand up at he would only do stand up at like Meltdown or Largo.
Tiger Lily he used to do.
Oh, sure.
Right after Hangover.
Like post Hangover?
Like right after. I don't even know if it had come out yet. He did Tiger Lily and he gave everybody in the front row $100 bills.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know what to do now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, he slummed it for so long.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah, Live at the Purple Onion. Still, I think
that's
the best.
That's the best comedy special. You know what I saw?
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
It's
but you know what I saw a screening of is Rory's special.
The new one?
His new one, Live Without Fear. It's the funniest special I've seen since Purple Onion.
What about your own?
My own is not. I will say I really want people to watch it, but I don't think it's as funny as Purple Onion.
When's the new Rory special? It's not all comedy.
Yeah. It's not all comedy, right?
Did the Rory special come out?
No, he's just doing screenings of it right now. I don't really know what the plan is with it, but it's incredible.
The last one was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, Rory Scovel is one of the best.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, we got to get him on, man.
He's great.
We got to get Rory.
Are you going to do it?
What's up?
You're saying we.
No, I'm saying I.
Okay,
I'm
saying get him on.
I'm saying I.
And you got to get us freaking Mark Hoppus, dude. You need to put in a word.
Mark Hoppus is back to being really busy again because he's got this new Blink stuff going on.
It's been like, on the road.
You know,
he'll do the pod eventually.
I feel like that make a wish of me like hanging out with him a couple times. It happened and it's in the past right now. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, you're hitting. Is he responding or is he just like?
He's responding.
Bro,
yeah,
I already did enough for you.
He's like an extremely polite guy to where I'm like, if you're this nice to me, like who's taking advantage of you? You know?
Yeah, it's funny. It's like he is like, well, you look at his Twitter. He's like a fave star dad.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, he has really good dad jokes as far as they come. There are dad jokes, but he has some strong ones.
Yeah,
he has heaters. I'm like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
As far as these go, you're up there.
Yeah.
You're climbing the ranks of dad stuff.
No, he rocks, obviously. We love him.
He's mentioned, I mentioned Blink 2 times in my comedy special.
Mm.
So it's worth watching for that.
I mean, I want to have Tom on now, too. Yeah. I wasn't super interested before, but after this year, I'm like,
The government had to expose some secrets, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, seeing that show, I was like, oh, wait, Tom's really been doing this.
Yeah.
For a while, I was like, is he just lying? But he's been in the shit.
He's been in the shit.
Literally, and there's footage of him meeting with John Podesta.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What is that?
About the UFOs.
Oh, wow. I mean, he needs to talk to Podesta about a couple other things.
Yes.
There's a couple other things we need to talk about, John Podesta, sir.
Let's just say John Podesta is not the best.
Not the best. Yeah. John Podesta, bro. Man, I mean, I think I showed you that flyer my friend sent me in DC.
Oh, yeah, the pizza one?
It's so funny.
We talked about it on the podcast.
I think we talked about it on the podcast. Yeah, there's my friend Andrew Bucket in DC. He's he knows the founder of Comet Ping Pong.
Whoa.
Like the Pizzagate restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a show there.
At Comet Ping Pong?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
What?
You going to tell that joke about
your
kazaa
usage?
I'm
doing something involved at Comet Ping Pong. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, and that's, by the way, the Pizzagate restaurant.
You're playing the Pizzagate restaurant?
Yeah. Something's going on with me there.
Why?
You got to do the kazaa joke.
You don't need
a punchline for
you're
it.
You're performing there. In the basement, right?
Yeah. Let me see what I'm actually doing there. Something's going on there.
Though. I'm surprised you're not at, U Street Music Hall over there. Comet Ping Pong, I've talked about this before. Yeah,
April 24th in DC, Comet Ping Pong.
Hilarious. That is
it's so a music
funny.
Venue, right? Comet.
It is. Yeah, I saw David Liebehart there when I was in high school.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's
That's
good.
Wild. I can't believe you're playing Comet Ping Pong in 2020. That's very funny.
That rules.
Just like a, I'm going to be.
I think Brandon's like visibly jealous right
live
now, honestly.
At Pizzagate.
Wait. Yeah. I'll just take whatever I can get. So yeah, I'll play a Comet Ping Pong. I'll play it at Pizzagate. I don't care. And hopefully they'll like my FBI joke.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be more polished. Yeah. And also please to the listeners, tweet out better ideas for how it should end.
I think the FBI should come to that show.
They might. They might.
All right. Well, I mean, that's pretty much.
Oh, that's it. Oh, well, that's it for the
main.
The main.
Are
but
you gonna stick? Is
if you want, if you want more, we're gonna continue this conversation behind the paywall.
Yeah, we're going to Patreon for a little bit.
Part two on the Patreon later this week. But while the freeloaders are here, if you're a freeloader, you should. Hop on the Patreon and you're going to get a nice bonus ep this week and every week.
Well, and last week was really good, honestly.
It was really good.
I did an episode about the Jamila Jamil controversy.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I
felt a little weird about it, like, because I'm like, this is like kind of nutty. But I've had a lot of shit confirmed after the fact.
Munchausen?
Well, I don't think she has Munchausen. I think she's just a liar, you know? But I've had, people have come out of the woodwork with that stuff.
Whoa.
To the point where I'm like, I could do a part two, but I'm also like, hearing all this shit, I'm like, man, I'm not the one to carry this fucking sword.
Sure.
Like, I'm not. Yeah. Like, I did this because I thought it was funny. Yeah. Like, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm not gonna lead this charge. Yeah. This is too much for me.
I don't like drama.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was amusing. I love a good conspiracy, especially if I think it's true.
Wild shit.
Yeah.
But
that's
on
the Patreon too.
Okay. Plugs. Well, obviously HBO special.
Yeah. Please go watch my HBO comedy special documentary stand-up hybrid with music also. And tell your friends about it, please.
The Golden One, Whitmer Thomas, The Golden One on HBO this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And any show plugs? The Satellite.
I got my Satellite show every third-ish Sunday. Sometimes it changes. And then I'm on tour a bunch. But you can go find that.
And, you know, every second Sunday of the month is my show, The Satellite.
Yeah. Oh, so, and also stream my album that comes out on Friday.
Hell yeah. And so come out to both of our shows.
Yeah.
Next month, The Satellite. It's $8 each.
Yeah.
They're $8 each. I'll plug Jamel's new album too.
Oh, Jamel just dropped an album. I wanted
funniest opening track on that bad boy.
So good.
He goes, just fucking laugh or something. Laugh when you're supposed to is what he says.
Yeah. I think it's good. Jamel Johnson, I think it's good on Spotify. I wanted him to come in today, but he's like, We had a night last night, so he's out of commission.
Okay.
Listen to that. I think that's it, plug wise.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody.
See you behind the paywall.
Whitmer, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.